What Saskatchewan has going for it is that it's perceived as being good in its regulatory system that surrounds mining.
Kenneth Green has been co-author of this survey for the past 5 years. This is the first time he's seen Saskatchewan and Manitoba claim the top spots. He sees a few similarities that helped make it happen.
You have governments that are perceived as stable, predictable, relatively transparent. You have good mineral potential. All of those are really attractive to mining investors.
That friendly rivalry doesn't just play out on the football field every year.
Saskatchewan's Energy and Resource Minister, Dustin Duncan, sees this as a win for an industry that has been hit hard by falling commodity prices.
Particularly in the potash and uranium industries, obviously it's been a tough couple of years. This report will just, it bodes well for the future for further development and further investment and, more importantly, further job growth.
It's great that Saskatchewan is perceived as a great place for investment. We like to see that, but we don't want to be trading in short-term gain for high costs in the long term.
Haley Carlson is with the Saskatchewan Environmental Society. She says any growth in mining should be balanced with expansion in renewable energy.
It would be great if we were, you know, the world leader in investment in solar and wind as well. And I think we definitely could be if we chose to do that.
Carlson also says mining companies need to listen to local communities to minimize their environmental impact. Stephanie Skanderas, CBC News, Regina.